We are back, 6:23 on a Tuesday evening in Lansing. Thank you for joining us. Well, tomorrow, the Michigan State Medical Society holding its 2012 Health Information Technology Symposium. Among the speakers is Dr. Tim Garamy, the founder of DocBookMD. He is board certified in orthopedic surgery and is a Michigan native himself. Dr. Garamy, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Mike, thank you for having me.
Now, this year the symposium is focusing on increasing the use of smartphones and apps and all this technology we're using for social networking and goofing around, but for medical purposes. So tell me, how much of that is already happening?
Yeah, this is in the ever-changing landscape of medicine. Health information technology, using technology to increase patient care, is becoming something that not only is a real big part of medicine now, but actually the government has really put some dollars and cents behind it. So I think it's an unknown area that this is happening, and so we're all as physicians trying to figure out what's the best way to use this technology, mm-hmm. make patient care better, and not get into any type of trouble with legality. And that's the difference between us and the public, is the fact that, you know, we are regulated by patient privacy laws, so we have to be very careful how we use all this technology.
I see. If you could briefly tell me how this DocBookMD app works, and are doctors using it right now?
Yes, we're actually in 23 states across the country and have over 8,300 users to date using our app to communicate better so they can enhance patient care. What we did is my wife is a family physician, I'm an orthopedic surgeon, as you said, and we found that one of the number one causes of errors of medicine in a hospital system is actually the lack of communication between two medical professionals. So what we decided to use was the technology that we have today, put that in place in a very easy, succinct way for physicians to communicate better with each other. And so now we just have a platform that if you are a medical society member, what we really believe in is physician advocacy. So you have to join the medical society, the Michigan Medical Society, Michigan State Medical Society. And once you do that, you get this app completely free. It allows you to send x-rays. It allows you to send EKGs, patient information to one another securely, so you don't have any HIPAA violation, and you do it very quick on your smartphone.
Interesting. I mean, that's obviously a huge issue, these medical errors. I know statistically there are quite a few deaths and injuries to patients because of errors. Now, so basically what it allows for is if paperwork sometimes is mishandled, you're saying people are getting the wrong information, doing the wrong procedures, and this app essentially allows you to send the information that's needed directly to your doctor, your coworker, and avoid these kinds of complications?
Yeah, you would. I think you'd be pretty surprised on the actual lack of what we call interoperability, or the ability for them to send one record to another doctor. So as you go see your primary care doctor and they send you to see the orthopedic surgeon, half of the records never get there because the technology today doesn't work with one another. So what we did is we bridged that with your smartphone. All you have to do with DocBookMD is pick up the phone, take a picture of whatever it is, the patient's rash, the x-ray, the EKG, the patient's lab, and send it to the doctor that you know you're sending that patient to securely, and it arrives instantly.
Well, I mean, it sounds like the tip of the iceberg, because there must be a lot of other information that needs to be transferred. I mean, if this is one area where mistakes are made, I mean, aren't there other pieces of the puzzle that are also need to be transferred in this way that right now are still being done old school?
Yeah. The most mode of transportation of our records now is actually by fax. So the government has put a lot of energy and almost $11 billion of our money into trying to get this to happen. And it has taken over 10 years, and we still don't have it there. So Tracy and I sat down and said, there's got to be a better way. We can do this today. Since 87% of all physicians own a smartphone, if we can jump this, we can actually start this trend and make sure this gets done today.
Is the medical establishment, are there many that are actually a little suspicious and concerned about using technology this way just for their own sake, I guess, other than privacy concerns? And is there some kind of resistance to doing this?
Oh, if you ask anyone when you're dealing with physicians and technology, that we are the last adopters, and everybody thinks we're slow. Well, we're actually really smart. because we don't want to put our patient's information in harm's way. We don't want to put our patient in harm's way. So we want to be very sure that this is happening. And in the past, I have to tell you, we've been a little bit burned on two ways. One is every time a technology comes out for physicians, it makes us less efficient. We can't see as many patients. We can't earn as much money and take care of the patient as best we can. So we always wait until we find something that can, A, make our life efficient, and B, make the patient care better. And so we are a little scared of technology, but for you as the patient's care.
I see. Well, those are two bad things, especially being less efficient. 30 seconds left, but tell me, isn't there part of you, part of all of us that know that once you get information on a network, it cannot be secured? We know this. Bank information, whatever information you have, once it's out there, someone can get to it. Is that part of a reality you think we'll need to accept at some point?
Oh, absolutely. Your information already is out there. So let's keep whatever's left of it with the patient, with the physician, and securely secure. So, it is something that we all have to deal with, that our information is more accessible than it ever was before, be it Facebook, be it Twitter, be it Google.
Dr. Tim Garamy, he'll be speaking tomorrow at the Health Information Technology Symposium in East Lansing. He is the founder of DocBookMD, an app now being used by doctors. Dr. Garamy, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Mike, thanks for having us. We appreciate it. Good to be back in the States.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're talking about General Motors. They had their stockholders meeting today, and we're going to break it all down. This is going to be fascinating. Join us next, 1320 WILS.